This is the Surrey Storm Podcast.
Welcome to the Surrey Storm Podcast with Mizuno. Team Bath were the visitors to Surrey Sports Park tonight as Storm were beaten 41-66. The player of the match went to Fumza Mweni, who spoke to Sky's Hannah Wilkes after.
Fumza Mweni, when you've had a 25-goal victory, you yourself put up 9 deflections, 8 interceptions for the match, 8 turnovers, I should say, for the match. It's got to be a pretty good Friday night at the office.
Oh, man. I was so hard during this week. We lost the first round, and I think I was just doing my job to go hard and contest. It's always hard to play against Peace. I told myself I'd just go hard and contest against her.
We know you and Peace are great friends. How does that fare over the course of 60 minutes of netball? Still talking to her?
Oh, yeah, friendship is still there. We love each other. We're such as sisters. I think netball is netball. I think we can do just a hard and on a court, and then outside we're just friends.
It really is something else to watch the two of you do battle under that net. In terms of Team Bath then, we know we've talked so much about what a difficult first half of the season it's been. Back-to-back wins now, backing up what you achieved last week. You go again on Monday. Does it feel as though the tide is shifting and the momentum is swinging in your favour for the second half of the season?
I think we learned from the first round, all our mistakes, and then I think we just need to push hard consistently. We did talk about those things, no more errors, and we just need to compose and control each and every game, just enjoy ourselves than put the pressure on ourselves.
You can certainly enjoy this win though, a good day all around.
Oh yeah, thank you so much.
Well look, Pums and Wendy, congratulations, you are the Gilbert player of the match.
Thank you.
Take the trophy. Enjoy the victory.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. We've dropped the mic down for you, Anna. We're just going to get it a little bit lower. There's a little bit of a height difference.
A bit higher, yeah.
She's a little bit taller than you, isn't she? But look, what a player, what a performance. An absolute masterclass in defence tonight from your whole team.
I'm really delighted. It's been something structurally we've been working a lot over the last couple of weeks. And I think you look at the work out in front of Kimmy and Lails, and from Tash, Imo and Jess, and even like Sove and Kirst. And Kimmy, the pressure they're building, I think they were really rewarded. I think structurally against Storm last time, we were setting some good stuff up, but we just weren't going on it. And we spoke a lot about that and have been building that for the last couple of weeks.
The first three quarters were perhaps closer than the goal line suggested, but it looked as though you really stuck to what you wanted to do out there. There was a real sense of calmness throughout this Bath side. Is that a testament to the people you've got back on court now and that mix of youth and just a little bit of a settler after 11 rounds of fairly up and down and a few curveballs in there as a group?
Yeah, you know, the first 11 rounds, we've said about it, we've had various restrictions, various players not available, but so have other teams. And we really wanted to make sure that we put out a performance, a consistent performance we're proud of. And I think, again, some of the three-quarter attack that we've been working on in the week, I feel like we really nailed today and was really happy with it. Still some stuff I want to tweak, obviously. But yeah, really proud. I think the defensive pressure of literally shooting down was excellent tonight.
Two wins on the bounce now. You've got another game on Monday. Is this a turning point for you in the season?
To be honest, I've always said we have to focus on the game in hand, and that's what we're doing. And actually, you know, our belief hasn't wavered at all. But we've got to stick to task. Can't get too ahead of ourselves. But yeah, we're looking forward to Monday night's game now.
Well, Anna, thanks very much. Enjoy the victory and go well again on Monday night. It doesn't stop, does it, this Super League malarkey? Thanks so much. We'll let Anna step out and bring in Mickey Austin. Mickey, I just said to Anna, through the first three quarters, that game felt a lot closer than perhaps the scoreline suggested. You could see you were frustrated at times, playing some great netball as well at times. What are your thoughts after that one?
I think the stats reflect the game. I think player for player, Bath outplayed us in every area of the court. So credit to them. They played like a team that had 5 internationals in their lineup, and it shows. And I think this is probably the first time since round one that we looked scared. We looked hesitant on the ball. We looked like we didn't know how to play through structure. And we looked like we would just try. And against the back line, like they've got, you can't just try. You have to execute. So I'm really disappointed, more so with our standard of performance, because we hold ourselves to a much higher account to that. But Bath are a classy side, and they played like it today, so full credit to them.
You've got a couple of really tough matches coming up. Loughborough, Manchester Thunder, your next two on this slate. Is a lesson like this and a game like this important to have before you go against the top two, with top four very much on the line?
Yeah, look, we've always been really realistic, although it was nice to be in that top four and it's still nice to be in contention for it. We know our aims this season and that doesn't change just because we've started to compete really well. What I was disappointed with today was our competitiveness. Like, you know, we, as I say, we hold ourselves to a higher standard than that, and we can take win, lose or draws as long as our numbers are ticking along where we need them to be, and they weren't today. So it's gonna be a lot of hard yards in training this week, but we get a couple of gimmies next week, you know, and all teams are there to be beaten. We had a really competitive game against Thunder last time we played them, and we had a really competitive three quarters against Loughborough apart from the start when we played them last time. So we're definitely not out of it. Mentally, we're a strong old bunch, and we're absolutely going to go into those games with nothing to lose.
I'm sure your squad will be terrified to hear what you might have in store for them at training this week. Thanks, Mickey.
Thanks.
This weekend, keep an eye out on our socials. We're going to be sharing details of how you can enter our competition to win tickets for both days of the Spring Showdown over the Easter weekend. It's going to be a fantastic weekend of netball in Birmingham. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter or Netball Show on Instagram.
This is the Surrey Storm podcast.